Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Manchmal willst du einfach nur ans Meer oder durch die Straßen einer lebendigen Stadt schlendern oder endlich den Moment genießen. Einfach die Welt mit TUI neu erleben. Mit TUI reist du so, wie du willst. Als Familie, zu zweit oder einfach allein. Flexibel, sicher und immer mit dem guten Gefühl, dass jemand da ist, wenn es drauf ankommt. Gestalte mit TUI Urlaub ganz nach deinen Wünschen. Überall im Reisebüro, auf tui.com und in der App.
Hi, Laurie here, voice of Celia in the Magnus Protocol. And today, I want to tell you about the latest series from Rusty Quill. Welcome to Foster's. Jill Foster, a small-time private consulting wizard, is just about keeping her struggling magical detective business afloat. With the help of her new apprentice, she must contend with powerful fae, dark energies, and feral cats. Anything that pays the bills. Set in an alternate version of modern-day Sydney, Australia, Welcome to Foster's is full of Australian humour, incantations, and the restless dead. Listen now on the Neon Inkwell podcast feed, available wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome to another episode of Sheeple Chase, the podcast that sorts the cons from the conspiracies. I'm Georgie Barker.
And I'm Celia Ripley. So, let's start with the big news.
Ooh.
How was Captain Barker's big haircut? Did she have a good time?
Oh, she was very brave.
She did look quite cute in the 16 photos you sent me.
Didn't she? Did you like the little X-Files bandana I got for her?
I like that you think your dog has a favourite TV show.
You can't prove she doesn't. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
I've not been sleeping well lately.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I mean, not for you, but it does tie in well with our latest sponsor. Ugh. Man, I need coffee.
Were you up all night researching conspiracy theories?
No, I just can't fall asleep.
You poor thing. You should treat yourself to a sleep-tight mattress.
A sleep-tight mattress? Why?
Because a sleep-tight mattress uses state-of-the-art foam technology and over 333 microsprings to shape and set itself around your body, holding you in place all night long.
Sounds too good to be true.
Then you should take the Sleep Tight 90 Night Challenge. Try it for 90 nights. And if you're disappointed, you can get 10% back.
Wow, they must really have faith in their product. That's my worries thoroughly debunked. I'm going to get a Sleep Tight mattress right now.
It's your turn to pick the topic, so which conspiracy are we unpicking today?
Today we're jetting off to the 90s on the trail of a real humdinger.
Is it chemtrails?
Yes, it's chemtrails! The claim that those clouds you see coming out the back of planes are full of chemicals being purposefully spread by secretive organisations for reasons.
Okay, so why would anyone think there's something sinister going on?
Well, let's start by talking about the difference between chemtrails and contrails. So contrails are just frozen condensation following in the plane's wake after cold air combusts in a jet engine.
And well, then... that seems pretty straightforward. Good episode. Tune in next week when...
But while chemtrail believers do accept that contrails are a thing, they claim that chemtrails linger in place for much longer than contrails.
Right. And that's convincing because, of course, clouds never last more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, so like clouds, contrails do behave differently in different conditions. Stuff like temperature, altitude, humidity, it all affects how and even if condensation forms and disperses. But some people claim that the thick type are always followed by weird effects.
Like what?
Rain, mostly.
Right. And we're sure these people are seeing chemtrails and not just, you know, clouds.
Well, there's loads of pictures online, and some of the photos do have a lot of contrails in them. Like, you'd have to live on some sort of aviatory ley line to have that many flight paths crisscrossing over your head. And this is assuming you can even see whatever chemicals are said to be spread.
If chemtrails come down to, it's theoretically possible something invisible exists somewhere, then we may as well be asking if Santa's sleigh is spreading asbestos or something. What do believers think chemtrails are actually for? Who's supposed to be spreading them? And why?
Well, there are loads of competing theories, but most people agree that chemtrails are either for mind control, weather manipulation, biological warfare, weapons testing, population control, or combating climate change.
Well, that certainly narrows it down.
Yeah. So let's start with the mind control theory, because it's probably the easiest to dismiss.
Well, you would say that given they're controlling your mind.
The idea is that governments are spreading vaguely defined mind control chemicals to make the population more docile.
And people think it works?
Well, yes. Their theory is that only mind controlling substances could get people to not notice the mind controlling substances in the sky.
I see.
Yeah, it's just not realistic. It would be so inefficient.
What?
I'm just saying, it will be a terrible way of spreading mind control chemicals. It's so wasteful, and you don't have any way to properly monitor the effects. I just think there are better options.
So how would you do it?
Oh, water supply. Easy. Almost everyone uses tap water, and it'd be simple to add a few extra chemicals to reservoirs during disinfection. You could even target specific regions, and it would be greener than using all those planes.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to hear you've considered the environmental impact.
Trouble is, there aren't really any mind control chemicals that would work like that. Even the CIA gave up after the whole MKUltra thing. Best they managed was maybe making a couple of people a bit more suggestible.
So I can keep drinking tap water.
Besides, you don't need chemicals to control people. That's what the economy's for.
Plus, every social media platform's already basically a mind control device already.
Very true.
Georgie, you do realise you're on all of them, all of the time, right?
Right, but I interact with random stuff to confuse the algorithm. My targeted ads think I'm a French grandpa who likes windsurfing and motorbike repair. Anyway, moving on to the weather manipulation stuff, this is where the conspiracy started. In 1996, the US Air Force put out a report entitled Owning the Weather in 2025, which looked at how the US government could manipulate weather in the future.
And is, to be fair, something a supervillain's research assistant would write.
Yeah, nobody really noticed it till 1999 when Art Bell, who hosted Coast to Coast AM, connected the dots with online forums discussing contrails, and then suddenly the theory was everywhere. Apparently the US government got so many complaints about it.
That must have been such a weird day to be on the US Air Force customer service hotline. Everyone accusing you of ruining Brad Washington's son's picnic or whatever.
Well, most of the more serious posters think it's either to combat or even cause climate change, depending on which one they think is worse.
Well, that's a bit of a stretch.
But governments can use aircraft to affect the climate. And they do.
I'm sorry, governments can control the weather.
A bit, yes. In 2008, the Chinese government wanted to make sure Beijing was nice and sunny for the Olympics, so they used cloud seeding to purposefully make it rain in a different city and kind of wring all the moisture out of the air before it got to the sports.
Cloud seeding?
It's when you release chemicals, usually some kind of salt, into the air at high altitudes to cause ice crystals to form at higher temperatures than normal and make clouds, which then fall as rain or hail or snow or whatever.
Okay. Even I can see how you could mix that up with chemtrails.
Well, if you like cloud seeding, you'll love this. Some climate scientists are suggesting that we could use contrails to help mitigate global warming.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, basically, because contrails are essentially just clouds, if you get enough of them in one spot, they should have an insulating effect. So you could, in theory, control heat buildup and dispersal around the planet.
Okay, so planes could hypothetically be used for some minor weather shenanigans. That hardly seems as bad as the whole mind control thing.
Well, you say that, but silver iodide is one of the chemicals used for cloud seeding, and in extreme quantities, it can be carcinogenic. And turn your skin a bluey-grey colour.
I'll admit, cancer rain doesn't sound great. So, have there been many unexplained cases of silvery skin?
No. The amounts used for cloud seeding are super tiny.
Right. So, the weather stuff is A, fine, and B, not what people are talking about when they're talking about chemtrails.
Pretty much.
So, the mind controls nonsense, and the weather control stuff doesn't scan either. Sounds like this is pretty much done?
Not quite. We still have one last stop on our flight path, but we'll get to it after a flying visit from our sponsor.
Do we really need all these puns?
Yes. Yes, we do. Gosh darn it, this well-known online auction site is so hard to use. I just want to make some quick cash, but they won't let me sell this junk.
Most e-commerce sites have ridiculous rules about what can and can't be sold, but the folks over at SoulTrader believe in the free market. That's why they've created the world's first dedicated online soul-selling marketplace. Simply list the soul you wish to trade, rating its condition from brand new to well-used, and let the bids roll in. And with SoulTrader's innovative blockchain-based register of ownership, you can be certain that each soul you buy is 1 in 8 billion. SoulTrader, because a Faustian bargain is still a bargain. Where do you find these sponsors?
There's a directory. The weirder ones pay more. Anyway, we were about to cover the weirder side of airborne chemicals, including our favourite, messed up cases of verified chemical warfare.
I'm guessing you're talking stuff like Agent Orange?
It was a chemical agent spread by aircraft.
Sure, but commercial flights are completely different. For chemtrails to be a thing, you'd have to believe that pretty much every government and airline is working together on this. And no government is going to just let someone spray their citizens
with... But they do! They do it themselves!
What do you mean they do it themselves?
The MOD has already admitted to doing this loads of times. In the fluorescent particle trials, planes flew across the length of England dropping zinc cadmium sulfide, and in the large area coverage trials, MOD ships sprayed E. coli all over Dorset. In the sabotage trials, they released a bunch of bacteria on the Northern Line.
Wait, what?
And this is just from one military base, Porton Down. They admitted it all in a report they gave to this Lib Dem MP, Norman Baker, way back in 2002.
They're not still doing it, though. Are they?
Let's just say that when Porton Down was asked about that, they said, it's not our policy to comment on current research. So, yeah, it certainly sounds like there's some current research to not comment on.
Well, that's horrifying. And not in a fun conspiracy kind of way.
Exactly. So I'm not saying chemtrails are real. I'm just saying someone, somewhere, is definitely getting sprayed. And it could be you. It could be any of us.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
Sure there is. Just try not to breathe or drink water or eat anything that grows in the ground. You know, basic stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, despite these awful revelations, none of that stuff is actual chemtrails, is it?
No. And there's really no evidence that commercial jets are deliberately spreading stuff.
Just classified military experiments on the civilian population?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I have to say, I think you've convinced me.
Really?
Not about chemtrails, which are clearly utter bollocks, but the idea that militaries are dumping chemicals on people from the air for sinister reasons? Absolutely.
I'll take that as a win! Wow! I'm going to award myself a certificate to commemorate this momentous achievement.
Do I get a certificate for every time I've convinced you a theory's fake?
Steady on. Printer ink's expensive, you know.
Damn.
Best I can manage is the drone I've sent to spray caffeine through your air vents to perk you up before recordings.
Sounds great.
So, got anything good planned this weekend?
This and that. But more importantly, are you excited about your big date?
Not particularly. I've been checking online and the odds of him being a serial killer are shockingly high.
Even if he is, I doubt he's going to kill you in Azizi's.
He might.
Why do I feel like you're still holding out for a certain famous YouTube ghost hunter?
I'm allowed to admire good videography.
Especially when it's by Melanie King, right?
I'm just saying, she has soulful eyes. She looks like she's seen terrible things. In a good way.
Right.
Anyway, I think that's all for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And next time you take a flight, maybe leave the E. coli at home. The British Army's got that covered.
Gross.
Sheeple Chase and the Magnus Protocol are podcasts distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Sheeple Chase was created by Sasha Sienna, directed by April Sumner, and based on the works of Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell. This episode was written by Sasha Sienna and edited with additional materials by Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell, with audio edits by Nico Vitezze, mastering by Meg McKellar, and music by Nico Vitezze. It featured Sasha Sienna as Georgie Barker and Lori Ann Davies as Celia Ripley. To subscribe, explore exclusive extras, and enjoy early access, ad-free episodes, visit members.rustyquill.com or join our Patreon. Rate and review us online, follow us on social media, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Lowry, voice of Celia from the Magnus Protocol. Today I'm here to advertise Cold Tapes, an award-winning murder mystery audio drama inspired by true crime podcasts on the RQ network. In Cold Tapes, the brutal murder of Andrew Drew Fairfield on a remote Antarctic base thrusts DCI Tessa McAllister into the claustrophobic lives of an isolated community of international scientists and crew. Through police interviews, covert recordings, and audio diaries, Tessa hears hidden agendas, concealed criminal histories, violent psychosis, and dangerous conspiracy theories that help her uncover the truth behind the murder. With the murderer still on the base, it's a race against time to untangle the maze of deception, revealing chilling truths buried beneath the ice. 16 suspects, one murderer. Can you solve it? Listen to Cold Tapes wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out coldtapes.com or rustyquill.com for more information.
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy and Aurora award-winning author Premi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives' own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. From the Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and their would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is as an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October 27th, 2026, and is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/novel.